agenda, so we're going to try to stick to it, and we've got about 10 minutes per item, is about all we've got time for. And the first one we've got 5 minutes for, so hopefully it won't take too long, but welcome everybody, everyone. Our committee changed slightly, but, and with the third committee, we're going to have a little bit smaller committee, so that's fine, and appreciate the opportunity to chair this committee. So we're going to start with, I'm going to turn a few minutes over to Rich, and he's just going to give us a quick overview of some of the things we've accomplished this last year, and maybe talk about a couple of priorities. We've been talking about it, like in the general session and in some of the meetings earlier, but Rich, you want to just take a few minutes to talk about that?
Yeah, you bet. So this is under tab C, if you have that access. I'll just speak to this agenda item, that this committee is really the workhorse committee for the regions, that there are a lot of items, and you can see how many we've done the last year. A lot of dealing with finance, a lot dealing with capital. And if you scroll to the second page? Yes, that it has an overview. And if we had more time, I was hoping to have this become a decent discussion item, but due to the nature of our committee, we have a lot of action items. And so this is something that hopefully we can continue to look at, and maybe in our October meeting, as we have more of just the committee meeting itself, we can get your input as you've served on the committee, and as you look over what we've done, as well as what we're tasked to do, we can maybe have a broader conversation about what could improve, what could we focus on. I will highlight those three things that I mentioned earlier in the Committee of the Whole. Really, the focus of our committee to set the guidelines, set the priorities for the system. And it's taking eight institutions that are very different in purpose and mission and service, and to come up with a system request both for capital and budget, and to look at their finances. So that, as well as metrics on how our performance looks like in the system. And finally, to look at efficiency. We focused a lot on those other two, and hopefully going forward we can put some time and effort into looking at efficiency as a system, how we can come together in best practices. But that's really kind of what I have for the overview.
Okay, great. I think, you know, we've been talking a lot about metrics this spring, and a little bit today in our general session, and we're going to be continuing to talk about metrics. And there's not going to be any perfect metric system, no matter what we do, no matter how much we fine-tune it. And we're just trying to take the best educated guess we can. Everybody's not going to be totally happy with what the metric is, but we want to be open to input, because if we can come up with something that does a better job of measuring, then and has a sense of fairness to it, we definitely want to try to do that. So we have been twiddling with these metrics. Rich has spent quite a bit of time, he and his team have spent quite a bit of time working on adjusting these so that they hopefully will work. And for some, they'll work better than others. I know President Cox has spent quite a bit of time talking to us and meeting with us and that. And I've heard President Williams saying, wow, this performance funding the way it is going to kill us. But we're tweaking it a little bit, so hopefully that's helped some. So it's not going to be a perfect system. We're just trying to do something that we can have measurable. And I know that this is really important to our legislators, because they're saying, we're dealing with the taxpayers' money, we're allocating it out, we've got to be able to go back to our constituents and say, we have some kind of measurement tool to show how we're performing as a system. And, you know, us that come to all these meetings and everything all the time, man, we see all the great things that are happening, but we've got to be able to have something we can put out to the public so that we can say, hey, we have some metrics, we are improving this, we are doing this, and some things are happening. So anyhow, anybody have any other comments on that? Want to welcome Crystal.
Thanks, sorry, we came late.
Is a new person to our committee, I guess once you get your approval process, but I'm very...
That's right.
I'm very confident that's...
We're jumping the gun on that a little bit.
Okay, the next item, since we're talking about performance funding, is we do want to take a few minutes and talk about performance funding, which is the next tab, tab D. So you want to run with this a little bit, Rich?
Yes. So we'll go into a little bit more of what we talked about. So Melissa, it's the other presentation. So we'll put up on this screen, it's in your packet, under tab D, this kind of matrix that we talked about the current performance funding model. Are there any questions? I want this to be fairly clear of what we have now versus where we are going. Let's see, Melissa, that doesn't seem to work. Could you just go to the next slide, two, a little more? Thank you. From the committee, are there any questions about this current model? About what it is, how we allocate the funds now, or how performance is judged?
First, the legislature only leaves us the latitude to create definitions around underserved and market demand. Is that what I understand? Which is
correct.
Just market demand.
We have tweaked in our office. We have tweaked those definitions as an office. Correct.
But does the statute allow us to do that just for those two, or do you have latitude to do that with
the others? Complete
about the statute a little bit.
And that's the challenge that we have. Is the statute is very specific with the others. So it says completion is, and it's your basically point. Here's the definition. So there's very little wiggle room with that. Awards per FTE is this. And research is this. And even underserved and market demand say is this, but the definition hasn't been defined, so it comes to us to do that. But you're right, there's those others are more set in stone.
To me, there's almost two challenges here. One is to reform this within the current statute. I mean, we have to work within the statute. To me, the more interesting question is whether we can do a better job of measuring. I continue to be just find it challenging that sort of the apples and oranges nature of what we're comparing institutions within our system, as opposed to saying, let's look at Utah State University and compare it and its performance relative to other land grant institutions about the same size and mission, and creating a custom peer group that would look a lot like Utah State University and be able to talk to the legislators about it. How are they doing relative to their real peers? Because Snow and University of Utah are not really peers.
Well, that's, Jared, since this is where the new model that we've discussed with all the presidents, and the presidents love it, and with Senator Milner and others, I think we still have to make a few tweaks to it, but I think that's where we're getting at, is hopefully the new performance model that Rich is going to share with you in a few minutes that we'll be running forward with does just that.
And does it require legislative change?
It will need to be legislative change.
So you're going to be opening it up anyway.
But Speaker Wilson and Senator Milner already have kind of given us a thumbs up that they like where we're going with this. They would like to meet a few more times to tweak a few things that they think would be helpful and then bring it back to the regents. But and they're not running it by any means, but I think it's important that we keep them in the loop as we go forward because we need that legislative change. And so, and I think it's going to get at a lot of the things that you just mentioned. Because one of the things we looked at in the office is, why are we comparing the University of Utah to Sullivan Community College? And why are the institutions not determining what it is that they want to really move forward? So this new model is going to allow that to happen.
Now, put up on the screen. So this is a proposal. And this is, for today, it's a discussion. There's no action. It's to start this conversation. And because we have started this with Senator Milner and legislators, but they're working through their commission. And so there'll be probably some conversation around performance as part of that discussion. But we've kind of framed up what we think might be a tenable model. And Chair Simmons, to your point, we would need to change statute. But what we would do is to change it within the existing framework, so it's not a wholesale, you know, swap. It's to change those pieces that aren't, we feel, that aren't working as well for our system. And so I think it's more tenable to do as a legislature where you're changing, you know, at the margins as opposed to a wholesale change. And where the main focus is for us, and again, this is just a proposal, this isn't set in stone, it would be about the metrics, how we define and how we measure progress around the measures, and to give more flexibility to both the regions and the institutions to set those individual metrics. And we'll still need to talk about what those are, but we're using as the framework the initial discussion we had in January. And so for the institutions, we're not going to start this whole process all over again. We think we have a pretty good framework from all those conversations about what are the metrics in our system. But kind of to the point alluded to earlier that the commissioner mentioned as well, it's to align everything so it's all focused into this model. So performance is in on one side, and funding on another, and legislative requests on another, or legislative even responsiveness on another. It all kind of comes together. And we think that that centers in the flexibility of institutions to look at what is the big picture. How are we going to get to better completions for our students, better access to higher education, and better workforce alignment? And the details, devil's in the details, right? And so there's going to be a lot of considerable work from now and until then, but this is kind of the framework we've discussed. So from that, if there's any comments or a few further discussion.
Rich, one of the things that I do want to have more conversation with the presidents is on that third metric with the college going rate. Maybe put a definition around that, what that really means, because I think President Kaka brought up a good conversation. I've had a few other presidents grab me in the hall afterwards of saying, really, how, as an institution, how do we drive that? And,
that's right.
And we ought to be measuring what the institution can influence, right? And so, and it could be something very similar, but I think we should probably ought to have more conversation on the meaning of that.
That's right.
Forward. Well, and we don't have to have that today, but I think before we...
No, and some thoughts like on that would be, what are the populations maybe not being attracted now? How can we get them into, you know, and it's to avoid the competition narrative, but more, what can we do individually as institutions? Or maybe it is just a system entry. Maybe there's not an institutional tie to that. But really the focus, I think, from a system is how do we get people to participate more in the higher education? And we don't care where they go, we just want them to have access.
But where this becomes really relevant for places like Soul College and Salt Lake Community College in particular, but even Utah State, is that those are really values that are going to align our behavior.
Correct.
So when, as I understand the college going rate, what, you know, how successful are we in capturing students who have graduated from high school to get them into college? But I don't think that's only part of the calculation, especially when Utah leads the country in students who start college and don't finish. So where my dog is hunting a lot lately is students that are 25 to 35 years old that have some college or no college. So how do we, if we end up, because if I'm looking at this, then I'm going to spend most of my time trying to get students that are the 18, 19, 20-year-old types. But there's got to be some way in which, if we're going to be spending time with non-traditional and working learners, where is that found in that? Because it's not the college-going rate, and it's not exactly in the workforce, because, I mean, it could, but a lot of these, you know, a lot of these non-traditional students would want.
But perhaps.
So what do you recommend?
Yeah.
Well, either that there's a broader definition of college going rate.
Right.
Because right now that connotes, for me anyway, just the students going to college.
I wonder if we ought to think about it more in terms of underserved and non-traditional students, for example,
Opposed to
college going rate.
And I think it's the success of those students, not just did we draw them in.
Because I also think that if you get a tough economy and you get more of these kids coming to places like Salt Lake Community College, and then the economy picks up and they all go to work, and So you have to be careful that you don't confuse, you know, the kind of the counter-cyclical nature of a strong economy with you know, weak performance in terms of, I think you're on the right track.
It should be nice if we could make that a measure that we can control.
Of course.
Right. To measure us on our conduct rather than on the decision of somebody else. So we could easily report, these are the things that we are doing to try to draw students in.
Right.
But then...
And that would be the idea of the model, is that, and again, devil in details, right? But it's to align things so that we don't necessarily care, and we're not going to dictate to you how you're going to get there. But if you would come up with, well, what does success look like, right, for you? How are you going to participate in this system-wide goal, right? And if it's aligned, so you would then have an institutional goal that you would be judged on your success in meeting, and then you would have your own, you know, work plan. That we would be interested in, but we wouldn't dictate, right? That it's kind of the institutions, and they're going to look different from you to Utah State to SLIC, right? Everybody's going to look a little bit different.
I'm with President Cook, though. We need to be focused more on the later age than the high school, meeting the high school, because we're doing great in the other high school.
Well, see if you can come up with an idea of how we can measure that and put that in the tournament.
And remember, each of the institutions will have two other metrics they can choose from in this model that you could focus on if that was the area of focus. And I'm not saying we shouldn't do that as a system, but you would have two other metrics that if you really want to move the needle in your area in a certain way, then you could use those as one of those metrics.
I kind of have this little rule in my business. If you don't like what we're doing, then don't come and criticize it. Come back with another solution. So that's what I'm asking you to do, is that, hey, if that doesn't work for you, come back with something that works that we can look at and take a look at. Sorry, President, I didn't mean to cut you off.
That's all. I was going to support that, in that we will look at this as the president, because as President Wyatt said, I would like something that I can control rather than it's a response to. And again, the first and second one, I definitely control those.
Yes.
That third one, we do not.
Right.
And then through the institutional goal for SNOW and SUU and USU to work on that older non-traditional student works great. But that one is one all of us would have to respond to. So we will come up with something different. But I guess we would like to know more from the regions. What were you hoping to capture with that? Is it underserved? Is it all students?
Well, I think the whole theory of that is it's back to how many kids are graduating from high school, what, how many of them were getting to college, and I think, as I remember, and Rich can correct me, the idea was is that we kind of have service areas, and they're not well-defined. Yeah, they're not well-defined, but if you say, well, typically this college, university recruits this many people in this particular area, how do we increase that? So if everybody increases that, then theoretically we're going to have more success, because the more people we get coming, hopefully we have more in the pipeline to get through. Then we have a completion one, so then we have a goal of trying to, once we get them here, is to complete them or not. So whether that works or not, but I think that was kind
we'll
of
have to look
the
at
idea
this.
Behind it, right?
It's, yeah, I think.
Right. And for better solutions, that's why it's a discussion item.
And I guess one of the things, too, is it's like, do we want institutions to try to concentrate on certain areas of recruitment, too? Now, maybe that doesn't work the same with Utah State as it does, like, SUU or UBU or something like that. But, you know, maybe there's an area that we really want you to work hard to get the people from this area, because obviously if President Wyatt gets people that can come here from a closer area, then we're servicing and helping take care of that area.
So I would just respectfully say, if that is a direction you want to go, we need to have a thorough conversation of that, because that really does shift, I think, what we're doing now as institutions, developing mission-specific roles for the institutions, not as much duplication of degrees, et cetera. So if we do move to truly a focus on region, that will shift, I think, all of us in a very profound way.
Well, and if I look at Utah State, I can kind of see a dual mission there, because you have like this research institution that you're not particularly trying